Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
That's the late, great, immortal Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ken Tenser's here. He's our good friend, Spider with a Y. Spider.works is his website. His books are Cause of Disturbance, as well as The 90% Rule. Ken, thanks again for being here. Ken joins us from Canada, Toronto, right, Ken?
That's right.
So we're talking about macro trends. And earlier you talked about how to identify them, and you have to have your eyes open. You have to get outside your four walls to identify these things, folks. Macro trends are not inside your four walls. They're out there somewhere coming at you. Now, then you have to learn how to recognize the trends, how the ones that are relevant to your business, right? Because some trends are more esoteric to you. Some trends are very close to you. You have to identify those, don't you?
Well, sure, and I mean, absolutely, because there's dozens of them. For me, obviously, digitization was critical. I mean, I provide a service, person-to-person, consulting services. So we had planned to be fully digital, have our platform ready for Q1 2021, but we ended up doing it in 3.5 weeks earlier this year, and uh-huh. I fully believe it saved our business. If we hadn't made that super quick pivot, we would not be reaching our customers. And, the reality is there was a lot of Band-Aids back then on our solution. But of all the years, I said to my team, I said, you know what? Everyone's Band-Aiding 2020. So we're not going to get it perfect. So just get out there, do it, deliver the service. And over the last 6 to 8 months, we've ripped the Band-Aids off and made it something a little bit workable.
Right. No question about it. So you have to identify these macro trends, and of course, you have to be intentional. You have to be aware. This is CEO stuff we're talking about, right, Ken? These are the jobs that the CEO of the company, that's you, have to do. You have to identify the macro trends. You have to find the ones that are relevant, and then what do you do with them?
Well, I think to touch on that, it's a CEO's job or role to recognize that this is important. But what I do when I'm with my team or with clients is I'm now doing a lot of scenario planning. So I'm bringing in a lot more people from different levels of the company. We're so used to, SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunity, and threats. And I always laugh. I say people, must get a bonus for every point they put down on the SWOT analysis. You can see 50, 100 points, but then they get ignored. They get put on the shelf. What I'm saying to people is choose your top two or three strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats, and do scenario planning. Work with your total team, your HR, your R&D, your shipping, whoever it is, and really think about how those top two or three can impact your business if they happen. And the reality is they're not all going to happen, but you're creating a different business muscle. You're creating a muscle that can look at a quick change in the market around you, and you're teaching yourself and your team how to react to it more quickly. So I think that's what's important, and that's why I call it the next abnormal. We don't know what's coming around the corner, so we better have the muscle memory or the muscle ability to react as a team to a quick change or pivot.
Right. Well, there's no question about it, and you have to be prepared to do all that. So let's pull all these together. We got to identify. We have to find the ones that are relevant. We have to take advantage of them. How do we help our? So let's say we've done a really good job as a CEO. We know what's going on. We know what's coming at us. We think we have an idea about how to take advantage of them. Now, how do we apply that information with and to our teams?
Well, coming out of scenario planning, which is with your team, you have that implementation plan. again, I'm big on strategical thinking, and that for me is putting together strategy and tactics to form strategical. You got to work with your teams and say, okay, you know, these scenarios are at 30,000 feet. What are the implementation plans? What are the things at 1 foot that you're going to do tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. when you get into the office to address this, to make this better, to make this more efficient?
Right, absolutely. And then you got to hand them off, hand some of this off, right? Because you got to you have to come up with, as you say, what do you call it, strategic and tactical. Put mush those together, right? And help them. Because and do you also want to bring them along in how you did this? Don't you want to have them keeping their eyes open too for things that are their macro?
Absolutely, and that goes to, you know, we've talked about innovation cultures or change cultures. I think it's really critical. I mean, if you want people to be engaged in your business, engaged in its results and its success, don't just, you know, say, okay, thanks for the help today, and you're not going to hear what's going on. Treat them like almost like an advisory board. Bring them back, whether it's monthly or quarterly, and say, right, here's how we're doing, here's how we're not doing. Do you have any other ideas on how we can fine-tune this? So, yeah, this can be one of the greatest tools to attract great people to your company, because you're open and you're challenging. Or if you block them out, it can be one of the greatest tools to just, you know, have people walk out the door.
Absolutely, no question about it. Spider with a Y, spider.works.com. Spider.works is the website, right?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ken Tinsler, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Ken joins us. And so we did today. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.